Sati is a Pali word. It is translated as mindfulness, a very commonly accepted translation, but nobody really inquire into this word mindfulness. If you split up the two words, then you will get the meaning, mind in fullness, right? But you never inquire or ask, what does this mean? The mind is full of what? If you say full of thoughts, then that is definitely not sati. So it is full of what? Awareness, right?
So very clear, right? They coined the word mindfulness, but you never inquire, full of what? If it's full of thought, is it mindfulness? Definitely not, ma. So the meaning is actually full of awareness, without thought. But they don't have a word, understand? They don't know awareness is actually the correct word. When you are aware before the knowing, it's still an awareness, isn't it? I can be aware of thinking, direct seeing, I also aware of it. But the thinking, the memory doesn't come in, you understand? So that type of awareness is before the knowing. That is sati, understand? So mind in fullness, full of awareness, attentive, no thinking, no thought. That is the meaning. Okay, good. Manya, continue.
Sister Chui, I actually define it as mind in fullness of that moment. Brother Teo answered, it still doesn't explain anything, right? When you say mind in fullness of that moment, what are you trying to tell me? Because within that moment, you can also think, i.e. mind full of thinking within that moment.
Yeah, because you have heedless thinking mind. That's memory, views, opinion, condition, very capable, understand? That's why you chatter inside, you verbalize. So all this is what the mundane mind is good at, understand? But when you are truly aware, there is no movement of sankhara, no verbalization, no chattering. Complete stillness and silence, aware. You can do that, I saw to you. Means you have sati, use. Stabilize it already. It's not easy to do that. You don't believe me, you go and try. When you look at something, don't think. After that, don't perceive. Don't use your memory. You can't. Everything also you cognize through memory. Then your opinion, your view, your belief system, or whatever condition you are in. Sometimes your habitual tendency. Oh. The moment you are conscious, whether seeing, hearing, smell, taste, you are so habitual. Mechanical, the thing just like I give you an example, you and your spouse argue so many years already, let's say 30, 40 years already. What happened? The moment they open the mouth, you know what the next one coming already. So they will always complain, kalu kong le lu bu tia, ancho lu ane kon. Then after the wife, you also like that one, you think you very good. That's a standard answer. Because you know why? After they kena scolding or reprimand, you know what the other side, the spouse that kena reprimanding? He will bosong, not happy. Then you go and think, how can my husband do this to me? Or how can my wife tell me like that? Understand? So he will go and contemplate, reflect, how to answer that joker. Understand? So he prepare all the bullet already, ammunition. Next time you open your mouth again, I tell you, all this will come up, all up. That is what happened in life, understand? Because they put song, they go back and think on. Then they prepare notes. Then this one, dormant, waiting for condition when they come up. So habitual tendency become like that, understand? Because the anger, the aversion, that dislike, you know what they think? Before marriage, wow, you're so caring, so good, my birthday also remember. After marriage, birthday also forgot, gift also don't have, flower, rose also don't have. So, ladies, they want this thing, you're not sensitive. You say married already, ask for this for what? You kena, understand? So this is society, this is the mundane mind that don't have the dhamma. So what I want you to know is the Paticca Samuppada, the way they develop all this, is actually very, very beautiful. So when you see all this in meditation, in your mindfulness, you understand how living beings are conditioned to become what they are, the habitual tendency, all the same. Because I explained to Chui, your mind, within the moment, can still have thought and verbalize and all those things. What I want you to know is how the habitual tendency make you verbalize and then make you chatter inside there. Because that is how you reflect, contemplate and think, then prepare all the bullets to shoot. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Sister Chui, no, you can't think when you are in the moment.
Okay, continue.
How can you think? You are supposed to be, Radio answered, you can be in the moment and still think because you are not aware.
So? Because you are not aware, how can you not think? Understand? Paticca samuppada, no, you cannot stop one, no. Avijja paccaya sankhara, no. Without awareness, you think one, no. You should become heedless one.
But when you are in the moment without thought, then it is a different thing. Mind is full of awareness, and then you are without thought. That's why I said you never inquire, full of what? When mind is full of awareness, it cannot have thought. It can only be aware. But that word is not used. Only in recent years, later teachers use that word. Then they try incorporating them now. That's why awareness has become a new word nowadays. The actual word should be pure awareness without thought. That is sati.
So now you know the definition. The pure awareness without the thought, without the memory, the conditioning coming in and interfere. Okay?